Kicking off part two of the 2015 Time Capsule Discoveries program, The Musketeers on the Roxy label 1952, the original version of Love Me Till My Dying Day from Mike Bauer, who provided it, and I think I got all the information from Marv Goldberg, and I hope I got it right. I believe the song was redone in 1953 on Swing Time, but it was a slightly different version. And this group also, I believe, became the Serenaders on JVB later on. The Musketeers, Norman Thrasher, Noah Howell, Isaac Reese, and Theron Hill from Detroit, Michigan, kicking off the program, at least part two of the program, with Love You Till My Dying Day. Let's move to the West Coast now for some unreleased Dutone records. And these are pretty good. First is by the Calvanes, one of my favorite Dutone groups. Herman Pruitt is the lead. Robert Adams, the second tenor. Sterling Mead, the first tenor. Stuart Crunk, the baritone, who actually leads on this one. And Jack Harris is the bass. The Calvanes with Baby Come On Come. And then the Crescendos. I'm not sure who these are. And this might have been on the Robin Hood label at some point. And who knows, we might have played it and I don't have the information. But I'm going to play it again now. The Crescendos, recorded in 1955 or 1956. And like the Calvanes, unreleased, Baby Doll. A salute to Dutone here on Time Capsule Discoveries. Thank you.
love you so, more than you know.
Crescendos, 1955 or 1956, unreleased on Dutone, and the Kelvanes before that, Baby Come On Come. Now, the Crescendos record sounds very familiar, and I gotta tell you, folks, I'll be 72 this year, and my memory is not what it used to be. I have to write everything down, and the song Baby Doll sounds very familiar, like it was done by Marvin and Johnny or Jesse and Marvin. And it probably was, and I just cannot remember. Sorry. I will look that up after the program. It isn't going to help me now. But that was very, very familiar. Hello to Walter Sawicki, Frank Basaccio, who provided me with all the original Time Capsule shows from the spring of 1963 and beyond. Special hello to Jim and Nikki, who hosted the Time Capsule site and still do, and of course to Tony from Vocal Group Harmony for being so kind and generous to host Time Capsule Discoveries. Well, here is a battle of the groups, and I was hesitant about doing this because they're so different. They're 15 years apart. First of all, the song is a classic song, Sunday Kind of Love. A lot of versions. Steve Poggio sent me one by the Jubilaires on the Queen label from 1947, a gospel record. And he also sent me the Marcells version on the Cole Picks album from 1961. So I thought, well, let's battle these two. 15 years apart, vastly different styles. First, from 1947 on the Queen label, the Jubilaires, Willie Johnson the lead, formerly from the Golden Gate Quartet, Orville Brooks, Ted Brooks, George McFadden, and Caleb Ginyard from the Dixieairs round out this group from 1947. And then we move forward about 15 years to 1961, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cornelius Harp, the lead, Ron Mundy, the first tenor, Gene Bricker, the second, Richie Noss, the baritone, and Fred Johnson, the bass, the Marcells, as these two groups battle it out with the classic Sunday Kind of Love.
to laugh at Saturday night. I like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. Now I do my Sunday dreaming, and all my Sunday steaming, every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover, baby, who will show me the way. My arms need someone to enfold, keep me warm when Mondays are cold. A love for all my life to have and to hold. I need a Sunday kind of love.
There's a battle that we probably never did, the Jubilaires on the Queen label 1947, and then the Marcells from Pittsburgh on Colpix 1961, Sunday Kind of Love. Hello to Lou Rollo, who hosts the Big Beat Show, to Hutch of the Encounters, great harmony a cappella group, to Dave Hinckley of the Daily News, who continues to write about the old groups. Thank you, Dave. I'd like to dedicate this one to all of them and to all of you. This is one that I know we played, or Tom did at least, but when Bill Price sent me the CD Candy Bar Boogie with all the unreleased Lillian Claiborne songs from Washington and other locations, I really honed in on a couple, and then I got this one as my favorite. And I know Tom would have played this when these became available, because I think that these unreleased masters were released in the 1970s. And if I'm wrong, and they were not released until after the Time Capsule show went off the air, then this is a debut for the show. The Parakeets, unreleased, 1954, a Roadhouse recording. Homer Saunders is the lead. John Burt, the first tenor. Charles Hockaday, the second tenor. Leroy Wright, the baritone. Harold Brodkins, the bass. And Leo Griffin, the guitar. The reason I'm laughing is that, in addition to my memory, my eyesight is becoming a challenge, and I have to hold the cards that contain the personnel of the group just at a certain distance in order to read them. And I kind of had a laugh because I was confusing one of those names. Here are the Parakeets, a Roadhouse recording unreleased from 1954 or thereabouts. Give me time.
Give me time to think it over. Give me time to think of you. Give me your love right in your heart. Please give me time. Yes, I want.
Roadhouse label, unreleased, recorded around 1954, the Parakeets with Give Me Time, here on the 2015 Time Capsule Discoveries Program, Part 2. My name is Joe Marchesani. I'm still working full-time. I come back once a year just for fun and share with you my love of the old rhythm and blues and rock and roll vocal groups. And I try to find the best that were never played on the Time Capsule show back in the 60s and 70s. It's my personal opinion. I understand that. You may not agree, but I hope that you enjoy at least the majority of songs that I play on these programs. Now we're going to do some pop blues, and I know this is something that Galen Gart will enjoy. Twin Spin with two groups recorded from the 1950s in the middle period. The first song is Bye Bye by the Cosmic Rays. This is a group from Chicago, from the West Side, mentored by Sun Ra. The lead singer was Calvin Barron. Lonnie Talbert and Matt Swift were two of the other members. And this was on the Saturn label, Bye Bye, the Cosmic Rays. And then the Eagle Airs on J.O.B. from the year earlier, 1954, Number One Baby. And that was provided by Mike Bauer. The Cosmic Rays and the Eagle Airs featured here on the 2015 TCD, Pop Blues.
Bye, bye, darling. I can't carry this burden any longer. It's my turn to go through the door. I'll just say bye, bye. Ooh, bye, bye, my dear. Though it hurts to say we're through, still I'm leaving you. I'll just say
Oh! whatever I'm doing, I stop. When I see you passing, baby, whatever I'm doing, I stop. You're my number one, baby, and baby with me, you're really tops. Baby,
honey, you're really top.
Honey, honey,
sugar, you're really top.
Sugar, sugar,
darling, you're really top.
Oh, darling,
you're number one, baby, and you've been for a long, long time.
A salute to Pop Blues here on the 2015 TCD. The Eagle Airs on the JOB label, Number One Baby, 1954, Fast Record. And before that, the Cosmic Rays on Saturn from 1955, Bye Bye. And both of those were released, and for some reason we never heard of them, or at least I didn't, until recently. I'd like to say hello to Errol Foles from Arizona, and one day I may relocate somewhere there, we'll see. Hi to Bob Gronenberg, who provided the late 1960s time capsule shows to me, just like Frank Bisaccio did the early ones. To Todd Baptista, all the people who enjoy the black African-American vocal group sound from the 50s and also the late 40s and early 60s. I say that because I'm going to do a feature now on groups from the early 60s. That was a difficult time for African-American groups. The doo-wop sound was fading. The Beatles were on their way. But there still were fine groups in the early 1960s, and they continued on until the middle and later 60s. There were famous groups like the Shy Lights and the Manhattans and the Stylistics. But then there were groups that weren't quite as well known, like this group, the Vibrations. Members of the Vibrations actually were part of the Jayhawks in the 1950s from L.A., and this is a recording on the Checker label from 1961, another one of the many ones provided by Bill Price. I don't mention them all, but if it wasn't for Bill, there would not be a show. So the Vibrations are made up of Don Bradley, the bass, Richard Owens, the first tenor, James Johnson, the lead, Carl Fisher, the second tenor, and Dave Govan, the baritone. This is from 1961, All My Love Belongs to You. And then from 1964, this is more of a crossover record, but it has lots of elements of the 1950s vocal group Harmony Sound. The Upfronts, I believe from the West Coast, 1964, Most of the Pretty Young Girls, on the Lumtone label. A salute to early 1960s groups here on the TCD.
You know I love you so. I'll never let you go. And darling, I'll be true.
Belongs to you. room.
Crossover rhythm and blues rock and roll vocal group Harmony, possibly from the West Coast, the Upfronts, 1964, on the Lum Tone label, Most of the Pretty Young Girls. And before that, on the Checker label, 1961, the Vibrations with All My Love Belongs to You. A salute to two of the many fine vocal groups that were around in the early 1960s. And didn't get a lot of credit. Hello to George Lesio, wrote a very nice email to me recently, to Doo-Wop Frank, and also to Doo-Wop Mark, Denny Ostrom, who does the Blue Sky Boys, Ron Frerich. Hope you'll all enjoy this spotlight on the Fortune label. Bill Price has sent me maybe 30 to 50 CDs over the last couple of years, and that's where I get a lot of the songs, if not the majority of songs, for the programs that I've done since 2007. Did a number of programs on Harmony Train, and then continuing now here on the Vocal Group Harmony website. So the first one is By the Diablos. This was unreleased, as far as I know, recorded in 1958, and maybe came out on an album in the 1980s. Come Home With Me. Nolan Strong leads the group. Jim Strong, George Scott, Willie Hunter, and Jimmy Gutierrez probably made up the group at this time, although people are coming and going. The second record in this salute to Fortune Acapella is by the Centuries. I know nothing about this group except that I like the title, Oh Joe Joe. So, courtesy of Bill Price, like many of the songs, the majority of songs in this program, a salute to Fortune Acapella, the Diablos, Come Home With Me, and the Centuries with Oh Joe Joe. A salute to Fortune Records, and they snuck in a guitar on me. It was not a salute to Fortune a cappella, just a salute to unreleased Fortune songs. The Diablos had the guitar, and that was from 1958, Come Home With Me. And then the Centuries, that was a cappella, Oh Joe Joe, both, I believe, on the Fortune label. Now, I'm not sure about the Centuries. I put a question mark and said, do research, and never did it. I take these shows very seriously, and I'm always rating records and trying to come up with the best of the best, and every month I'll listen to a whole bunch, and I'll put an A pile and a B pile, and then I'll go through it again. And then the final show is a result of lots of maneuvering and trying to balance pop blues with rhythm and blues and rock and roll and 40s and 50s and this year 60s. This year's show is a little longer because I found a number of things that I thought I wanted to play and things that I didn't know about, like this. Unreleased songs by the Dells. I'm not sure how I missed this, but here are two songs unreleased by the Dells. I'd like to send them out to two good friends in New York, George Tompkins and Bill Shabilsky. And I speak to them often, and we discuss what's happening in life, and I stay in touch more with Bill, I think, than with George. And I'd also like to say hi to Tom Luciani. I've talked to Tom a number of times in 2014. He very much wants me to wish you the best, and he enjoyed being interviewed for the 50th anniversary of the Time Capsule show that was done by Dean Shapiro and published by Charlie Horner. And Tom says maybe someday he'll be able to come back and do part of this show along with me, and I certainly hope so. So for George and Bill and Tom, my three good friends from New York, here are the Dells, recorded around 1955, 1956. Johnny Funches Marvin Jr., Vern Allison, Charles Barksdale, and Mickey McGill from Harvey, Illinois. We've said that many, many times on the Old Time Capsule Show. Restless Days, Sleepless Nights, and She's Just an Angel. From around 1955, 1956, VJ Recording. the original group, She's Just an Angel. And before that, Restless Days, Sleepless Nights. Here on the 2015 Time Capsule Discoveries program. If I forgot to say hi to someone or mention an internet show or someone who's written to me, you can blame it on old age. It's hard to remember things. I can remember things back from the 60s, but if you wrote to me a couple of months ago and I didn't write it down, it may be gone. We'll conclude the 2015 TCD with what's definitely the big find of 2014. A live concert was discovered featuring Sonny Till and the Orioles live in a Chicago club in 1951, and it was released on the Uptown label last year. Now, the recording quality is appropriate for the time, and I'm sure that they had to do lots of manipulation. But imagine this. Imagine somebody finds a live concert tape of Sonny Till and the Orioles from 1951. And when you hear this, you're going to say, well, you know, this is the Orioles. No overdubbing, no echo chambers, no big orchestra. This is exactly how it was in this club back in 1951. No editing. This is what they did. It was a small audience, and I had to struggle to figure out which track to play from this CD. And I decided to play the last track, which is called So Long, because the original Orioles did not record this song as they did all the other tracks. Yes, So Long was done by Sonny Till and another group in the late 50s or early 60s. I can't remember the details. But the original group never did this. So we're going to go back now to a live performance, 1951, in Chicago at a club. Sonny Till is the lead. Alexander Sharp is the tenor. George Nelson is the baritone and second lead. Johnny Reed is the bass. And Ralph Williams, the guitarist. There's even some whistling in this one, but it's really good. I think you will enjoy this. If you've never heard of the existence of this CD, this will knock you off your seat. The original Orioles, an original recording from 1951, So Long.
So Long.
Oh, not again.
Thank you very kindly, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to say to each and every one, thanks for being so swell. And so hope we meet again one day. Hope that maybe then you'll say, darling, I was wrong, so wrong. I hate to see you go. You're the world to me, you know. You've been mine so long.
My memories of you, I can see that you love me too. You're mine, even though we're far apart. I keep you.
Though you leave me here
Part of the program with a wow, and that's for sure. That was 65 or so years ago, a live performance by the Orioles at the Blue Note Jazz Club near Dearborn, Chicago, Illinois, on Sunday, May 27th, 1951. That was the end of that set, and it was so long, and it was a fabulous job. Sonny and Johnny sharing the lead, along with Alexander Sharp, George Wilson, and Ralph Williams, the original guitarist and second tenor. Well, this is the end of another Time Capsule Discoveries program. Thank you very much, Tony, for sponsoring this and letting me be on your website once a year. Thank you to Bill Price, Steve Poggio, Mike Bauer for the majority of records, to Marv Goldberg for the majority of research, and to those of you who enjoy this music still, who write in to let me know. The email address is at the website page, if you'd like to write to me, and if you'd like to see some of these old groups back from the 80s and 90s, I do have a YouTube site, and it's TCS Guy. I'm not quite sure how to spell that, so you may have to struggle a little bit, and you'll see a lot of the groups. So, love to hear from you, to hear what you think about this show, because that'll help me plan the next show. If you like more of this or less of that, that's helpful. And as it stands now, I'm sure I'll do at least one more show. And then I just can't imagine I'll keep finding records, but it may happen. And it happened already with this 1951 Orioles CD, and I'll sure play more cuts from that in the future. So, God willing, I'll be back. Thank you for listening, and in the words of Alan Freed, good day, and God bless you all.